Thanks.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
listening you. To Idaho Matters.
I'm Matt Gillum with Boise State Public Radio News. Tribal authorities in eastern Idaho say they've arrested a man in connection with the beating of a trucker from Missouri in the area. The Shoshone-Bannock tribe say Stormy Attakai of Fort Hall was arrested yesterday and charged with felony aggravated assault and felony robbery. The victim, Amos Phillips of Camdenton, Missouri, was sleeping inside his cab at a Fort Hall truck stop on Labor Day. Someone broke in, demanded money, and beat Phillips with rocks in his fists. Fort Hall Police Chief Pat Teton says an investigation found Attakai showed up later that day at a residence with blood on his clothes and told a witness he assaulted a truck driver with a rock. The case is being forwarded to the tribal prosecutor's office and also federal court. A young man from Colorado who walked dangerously close to Old Faithful in September is banned from Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks for 5 years. Gabriel Villalva of Greeley pleaded guilty Thursday to disorderly conduct and foot traffic on a thermal area in Yellowstone. Magistrate Judge Mark Carman sentenced him to 5 years on probation, during which time he can't enter the parks. Tourists captured video of Villalva standing within a few feet of Old Faithful on September 14th. 5 days later, Villalva was arrested in Cheyenne after a police chase that involved his vehicle catching on fire. Villalva waived his preliminary hearing this week and remains jailed on $10,000 cash bond. In the Treasure Valley for the rest of this Friday afternoon, expect temperatures to get into the upper 40s. Looking ahead to the weekend, bright sunshine on Saturday, very cool and crisp for the weekend ahead, about 50 degrees Saturday, cooling down to about 46 on Sunday. The cool and sunny weather lasts well into next week when temperatures get back towards 50. You're listening to Boise State Public Radio News.
Support comes from listeners like you and Solar Concepts of Idaho, offering solar tube daylighting systems, Solar Star solar attic fans, energy-efficient, quiet, cool whole house fans, and Velux skylights. Providing daylighting and energy efficiency products to Idaho for over 20 years. More at solar-concepts.com.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Your Health Idaho was established following the passage of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act back in 2010. The ACA does require that every state have a health insurance marketplace where consumers can shop for insurance coverage. So in 2013, the Idaho legislature voted to create our own state-based marketplace, which is known as Your Health Idaho. Joining me today to talk more about Your Health Idaho, as well as upcoming open enrollment, is Pat Kelly. He is with Your Health Idaho. Welcome to the program, Pat.
Thank you, Gemma.
So very quickly, explain to me exactly how Your Health Idaho works.
So as you mentioned, Your Health Idaho was created by the legislature in 2013, and we're really the local solution. So we're Idaho's state-based marketplace. When people are looking for insurance, and most importantly for a tax credit, which helps offset the cost of their monthly premium, they come to our website or they work with a broker who utilizes our website. They see plans that they can choose from, and they work with that agent or broker to find that plan that works best for them, not only for their family, but also for their medical needs and for their budget.
So then who qualifies for this?
Well, it's dependent upon income and the size of your family. So, for example, Idahoans, family of four, earning between $25,000 and $100,000 would qualify for a tax credit. And we're really making sure Idahoans know that message. That's a really large mm-hmm. income range. And people may be surprised that they qualify for a tax credit. And currently, 9 out of 10 of our enrollees qualify.
So this could be someone who like has their own business maybe, right?
Exactly.
Correct. And this is a way that they can get themselves insured or their families insured.
Really, and not only that, but individuals, maybe young people that are out on their own for the first time or that used to have coverage with their family, but they've graduated, 26-year-olds mm-hmm. are no longer eligible as a dependent, for example. And we think that not only do a lot of people qualify, that again, 9 out of 10 people on the exchange, but they save a tremendous amount of money, 80%.
So then how does the passage of Proposition 2 affect Your Health Idaho?
So, of course, the big news this week is Proposition 2.
Mm-hmm.
While it is the law of the land, it has not been implemented yet. So what we understand is that the earliest it would be implemented is January 1st of 2020. So we're encouraging everyone, especially this year, to make sure that you have coverage.
So, but things could potentially be affected by it once that implementation happens, correct?
Yes. In 2020 or when it is implemented, there will be some people that currently qualify for a tax credit that would be eligible for Medicaid. And of course, we've planned for this. We're like every other business. We plan for scenarios and what may happen with our customers, and this is no different.
I'm speaking with Pat Kelly with Your Health Idaho. We are talking about our statewide insurance exchange. And also, Pat, my understanding is that there are tiers to this, correct? I mean, there are basically different types of insurance coverage, as you said, maybe for a 26-year-old versus a, you know, family of four or someone maybe with a medical condition, correct?
Right. There are three different what we call metal tiers, bronze, silver, and gold. And the easy way to think about it is for bronze, you pay less in a monthly premium, but you might pay more when you actually use your insurance. And the opposite is true. And for the gold plans, you pay more in your monthly premium, but less when you use it. So those agents that I mentioned earlier, and you can find one on our website, yourhealthidaho.org, find help near you. Put in your zip code and a list of agents in your area will drop down. When you sit down with that agent, they're the experts. And they can say, okay, here's what your medical needs are, here's what your budget is, and here's what your tax credit is. These are the plans that will work best for you.
And then from there is what's called open enrollment. This is very similar to if you're on a health insurance plan through your job. There's only a certain time of year where you can enroll. So they have this, people have a window of opportunity.
Open enrollment is going on right now. So it goes through December 15th. And like with most things, we encourage people to enroll sooner rather than later.
Because then the 15th comes along and you haven't done it yet.
That's right. And this year, the 15th is on a Saturday. So
We're
really encouraging people to get started on health insurance, see if they're eligible for a tax credit. And we really think people will be surprised that they are eligible. Again, that family of four making between $25,000 and $100,000. That's a lot of people in the state of Idaho. Mm-hmm. And they may be surprised that they can save up to 80% on their premium.
I think a lot of people would be surprised that the income level is as high as it is for a family. I don't think that's in our kind of range of thinking when we think about the health exchange.
That's right. And that's why you can even go on our website today. So say you're just curious. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday afternoon.
Got nothing better to do.
Right. Should I see if I can qualify for a tax credit? Go to our website, Shop Plans. Enter some really basic information, your zip code, where you live, estimate your income, and do you have kids? Are you married? Are you single? And it'll estimate your tax credit for you. It's completely anonymous. We don't keep any of that data. And you might be surprised. Then you can choose an agent near you that would work with you, and you can get enrolled on our website.
And you are having an event in the Boise area coming up next week, correct? And this, so A, tell me where it is, but also what will be happening, because this can be really overwhelming for people, even getting on the website and looking through it. It's just, it's a lot to process, I think, for the average person to fully understand what this means.
We have 293 plans on the exchange, and that can be overwhelming for someone. So that's why we encourage working with that agent or broker. And next Thursday, November 15th, we have statewide open houses. So here in the Treasure Valley, we'll be at Payette Brewing from 4 to 6. We'll have representatives from Your Health Idaho, as well as agents or brokers that can help you with your questions, help you understand how to navigate the exchange, and also help you with that enrollment process. We have from the same time, 4 to 6, in Lewiston at Owl's Pharmacy, and then also in the Twin Falls and Idaho Falls Public Libraries.
Same day?
November 15th, 4 to 6.
Okay, so just find in your area where those are, and then you can go. Now, my next question is, when we talk about these agents, this is, you know, people don't have to pay to talk with the agents and to get help, correct? I mean, this is, you come in, you talk with them, they help you through the process.
Agents are absolutely free, and the best part is they're the experts. So when was the last time you had expert help for free? Well, you can find it on yourhealthidaho.org.
And really, is a lot of this because the mission of Your Health Idaho is to get every person who is qualified on a plan?
So our mission from both our board and with the direction of the governor and the legislature mm-hmm. was to maximize control of our insurance marketplace at minimum cost to our citizens. And so in English what that means.
Yeah, right.
let's say it's, you know, what does it mean for the citizens of Idaho? And it's a local solution. You know, we work with our carriers, we work with our agents, and we find solutions that work for Idahoans. This isn't the federal government telling us what plans are going to be on the exchange or how we're going to market. It's us in the state of Idaho with a local solution. And I think that's why we've been really successful. We have over 90,000 people enrolled via the exchange.
And very quickly, if people are maybe just coming in and listening, there could be some effects from Proposition 2 passing. However, from what you have been told, is that we are a good year away from the implementation.
What I understand is the earliest date is January 1st of 2020. And of course, we want people to have coverage just as soon as we can. But we need to be, you know, thoughtful in how it's implemented. And that's the date I've heard, January 1st, 2020. So it's really important that people get covered for this upcoming plan year. And open enrollment goes through December 15th.
And next week, November 15th, between 4 and 6 p.m., you will have open enrollment, open houses, basically, in the Treasure Valley, Magic Valley, Lewiston, and you said Idaho Falls. So look for those and get out there and ask the questions that you need.
November 15th, 4 to 6.
All right.
In those locations. Yes.
I really appreciate your time. It's good to get this information. It can be overwhelming for people. My guest today, Pat Kelly, with Your Health Idaho. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Gemma.